Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is the mole. Before we start with the mole, I want to talk about something that we're going to see a lot of this year, and that is very large numbers and very small numbers. And a lot of times students get nervous when they see numbers like 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd, or 6.63 times 10 to the negative 34th, and they think they have no idea what that number is. How could they ever understand the topic? Well, let me tell you that even scientists who see these all the time really don't have an innate knowledge of the number. So if you were to ask a scientist, if you had 50 billion pencils, right? How much space would that take up? They would just be guessing. Now, if you gave them a pencil and paper and they sat down and they did some calculations, they might be able to get sort of close. But, you know, just be, a lot of times it's just guesswork. Well, the difference is that when a scientist sees a very large number or a very small number, they just aren't afraid of it. They use the number, they accept the number, even if they don't have a full understanding of how many 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd really is. For instance, the book gives an example that's pretty good. 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd, a number that we are going to be talking about later in this podcast, if it was that many seconds, if you could count 1, 2, 3, 4, keep going up to 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd seconds, you would find out that it's 4 million times longer than the history of the universe, which is just amazing. And so what we see in science are these very, very large numbers and very, very small numbers. Let your calculator do the work. Don't worry if you don't have a full concept and understanding of them. Just use them and you'll be fine. All right, now on to the mole. What if we were to do a lab, and I said we were going to make use of salt, NaCl, and I told you to get one molecule of NaCl? Well, you look around and realize very quickly that would be impossible. For one little molecule of salt would be far too small to manipulate, to handle. And even if we had some special tweezers that could pick out one molecule of salt, it would be too small to see, it would be impossible to weigh, our scale doesn't go nearly that low, it would be a mess. Or if I said, get two hydrogen atoms and one oxygen atom, because that is the ratio of the two atoms in water, and we're going to make some water for a lab. Well, we'd have the same problem. Too small, too hard to manipulate. But yet we have to combine the need to count out a large number of particles, but yet keep those ratios intact. Well, to do that, let's think of some other ideas outside the world of chemistry for a moment. And the most common example given for this is the idea of the dozen. We all use that word often. A dozen is 12, and it doesn't matter what we're talking about. So if I said 12 pencils, we know that means a dozen pencils. If I were to say a dozen soccer balls, that would be 12 soccer balls. A dozen automobiles would be 12. If someone asked me how many students in a class and I said, oh, I have two dozen, we would know that means 24. So we could talk about a dozen, which is 12. Two dozen is always two times that. Three dozen is three times that, and so on. And actually, we have quite a few words in the English language that mean this. For instance, gross. A gross is a dozen dozen. So when a large entity such as DHS buys pencils, they don't buy them in individual units, they buy them in the gross. So they might buy 8 gross of pencils for the year, or 15 gross of pencils for the year. Well, recall that carbon-12 is exactly 12 AMUs and how we use that as a standard. Well, if we were to calculate how many carbon atoms in 12 grams of carbon-12, we could use that as a standard. An Italian chemist, Amedeo Avogadro, did just that and came up with a number. He came up with 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd, the number that we've mentioned a few times earlier in this podcast already. So now we have 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd, which is called Avogadro's number, and the unit is called the mole. The mole is truly one of the central concepts in all of chemistry. 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd of anything is the same as 1 mole of that material. While it is a chemical concept, the idea of 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd equaling 1 mole can refer to anything. So it could be pencils or students, even though that would be more pencils than ever existed, but you get the idea. So what we've talked about so far is the theory of the mole. However, the real importance of the mole is using it mathematically. And so there are 2 conversions that we need to know concerning the mole. And the first is converting moles to particles. So you might be asked how many particles are in a sample. The best way to do that is to set up a proportion. That proportion, we always want to put the given information on the left-hand side, would be 1 mole over 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd. And on the right side of the proportion, we'd have moles in the numerator, particles in the denominator. Their problem is always going to give you one or the other. You substitute in, cross multiply, and solve. Now, it's a little difficult to show that on a podcast, but it's in the book, it's in PowerPoints, and if you need, you could contact me for other examples. The second computation that we use with the mole is extremely important. And a professor I had called this the magic formula. This is easily the most used formula in all of chemistry. But thankfully, it's pretty simple. N equals G over M. N stands for moles. G is grams. M is molecular weight. Often we'll say formula weight because it could be an atom, it could be a molecule, so we group them all together that way. N equals G over M. Moles equals grams over molecular weight. What this formula does, what this magic formula does, is pretty simple. All it does is it converts a number of grams that are given to a number of moles, or vice versa, using the molecular weight as a standard. And so if we were to talk about carbon, we get, let's say we had 30 grams of carbon. We would put 30, the grams would be in the numerator to the right of the equal sign. We would look up the weight for carbon. We see that it's 12.01, but we said before that you could round it to 12, that would be fine. So this would be 30 divided by 12, 2.5 moles of carbon. So what this tells us is that 30 grams of carbon corresponds to 2.5 moles of carbon. So that's an overview of the mole. Once again, a very, very important topic in all of chemistry. To do this right, you need more practice, and that's what has been assigned. But hopefully, you found this helpful. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped with your understanding of the mole. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this topic when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.